Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio.
Representative Maria Horn of Salisbury has backed a proposal carbon tax on a large gasoline diesel supplies. She says climate change is more costly to her constituents than higher fuel prices. Horn and other Democrats on the Environment Committee advanced a top legislative proposal from Governor Lamont for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and financing transportation, economic development, public health, and environmental justice initiatives. Lamont is asking the legislature to authorize Connecticut's participation in the Transportation and Climate Initiative Program, a proposed regional cap and trade program that will require large fuel suppliers to purchase carbon allowances for the pollution caused by the use of the products they sell in participating states. Quoting Horn from a Republican American article, I represent a very rural part of the state, a lot of small towns. We have very little public transportation, so people drive. I drive a lot, and so the cost that this bill might impose on my constituents is meaningful to me, end quote. Her northwest corner district covers all parts of 8 towns and the city of Torrington. Planning and Zoning Commission members in Cornwall have completed a draft for revised home business regulations that will be taken to a hearing April 13th at 7 p.m. During a special meeting Tuesday, members made some changes after the hearing town attorney recommendations. Chairman Anna Tamel noted the commissioners have been working on the amendments for 21 months. The commission undertook the task to allow for modernizing the rules that reflect the increase in those who are now working from home, yet making sure there are no adverse effects to residential neighborhoods. Most of the discussion centered on crime suggested about how much floor space in a home should be dedicated to businesses. After much input from commission members, they concluded a business should not exceed 49% of the space in that primary dwelling. 2 weeks after initiating a campus-wide restriction to combat a COVID-19 outbreak that had surpassed 100 cases, Marist College was still facing more than 150 active cases. That number is part of the more than 400 total reported cases for the month of March. While the tally of active cases among on-campus students is trending down, the number of those who live off campus remained over 100 Wednesday. That's even as Dutchess County Health Department this week said there was no evidence the Marist outbreak has spread beyond the college community. Accordingly, that school extended and tightened its campus restrictions yesterday through at least April 4th. All classes will continue to be held remotely. On October 31st, a local security firm monitoring the sprinkler fire alarm system at Jacob's Pillow called an employee at the dance center after the alarm system at the Doris Duke Theater had not self-tested or received signals the day before. The employee told Lee Audio and Security, which monitors fire protection systems at the Pillow, to ignore the fault, essentially severing a key communication network between the two locations. Less than 3 weeks later, on November 17th, a blaze destroyed the theater. No one was injured in the early morning fire at the Pillow, one of the dance world's most celebrated institutions. It may be April Fool's Day, but this is no April Fool's. The Great Barrington Fire District Water Department will mail out first quarter water bills today. A copy of the 2020 Consumer Confidence Report will also be enclosed. You can obtain additional copies at their office, also on their website, greatbarringtonwater.org.
The Great Barrington Fire District Water Department is mailing out first quarter bills today. A copy of the Consumer Confidence Report will also be enclosed. You can obtain additional copies at their office located at 17 East Street or call 413-528-0133. The document can also be found by logging on to their website, greatbarringtonwater.org. The Kanan Foundation has recently awarded 21 grants totaling over $27,000 to area programs benefiting residents of the town of North Canaan. Core services that received grants included the Care and Fire Company and the North Canaan Ambulance Service. The North Canaan Social Service Office and Douglas Library grants were also made to North Canaan Beautification Committee projects, the North Canaan Housing Authority, and the Canaan History Center, Gears Dial-A-Ride Transportation Service, Chore Service, and the Village Nurse and Hospice Service of Litchfield also received grants. Grants benefiting families and children in North Canaan included Housatonic Youth Service Bureau, Canaan Child Care Center, the Canaan Community Trust, Fishes and Lowe's Food Pantry, Greenwood Counseling, AHA After School Program, Steve Blass Little League Baseball Program, the Canaan Branch YMCA, and the Camp Sloan YMCA. Funds for the Canaan Foundation come from donations during its annual fund drive, requests of memorial contribution by families of deceased Canaan residents and friends of the foundation. The Canaan Foundation was established in 2000 to enhance the quality of life in the town of North Canaan. Since that time, the foundation has distributed almost $370,000 in grants. More information and a full list of this year's grant recipients is available at their website, canaan#foundation.org. The Amenia Town Board workshop meeting for today will be held at the Town Hall first floor at 7 p.m., once again pursuant to executive order issued by the governor and due to the public health and safety concerns associated with COVID-19. The Town Board will be conducting the April 1st, 2021 Town Board workshop meeting at 7, with the Town Board, Town Attorney, and Town Clerk attending the meeting via Zoom. The public will not be permitted to attend the meeting in person. In news out of Hartford, identical House and Senate bills proposing to repeal the religious exemption for required school vaccinations appear headed out of the Public Health Committee. Installments of two committee votes on Senate Bill 568 and House Bill 6423 indicated that each will easily advance out of the Democratic-controlled committee. No Democrats who voted opposed either bill, and no Republicans who voted supported either bill. Good news out of Massachusetts. Shakespeare and Company will launch its 2021 season with the first production of the New Spruce Theater. Its new outdoor amphitheater will be live in-person performance for the first time since the arrival of the coronavirus pandemic. Three-time Eddie Award winner Christopher Lloyd will help kick off the season, starting as the tragic title character of King Lear, running July 2nd through August 29th. In addition to King Lear, Shakespeare and Company has announced Becoming Othello, A Black Girl's Journey, and Measure for Measure will run into the outdoor venue at the 280-seat Roman Garden Theater. Tickets for the season go on sale April 29th for the general public. Shakespeare and Company donors will be able to purchase tickets beginning April 22nd, with Flex Express holders able to purchase tickets on April 27th.
Coming up in Sharon, the Sharon Park and Recreation have their meeting at 6:15. Amenia Recreation Commission presents their Easter egg hunt on Saturday. Free admission 10 a.m. sharp at Beekman Park, Route 44 in Amenia. You must pre-register. AmeniaNY.myrec.com on the web. Millerton Presbyterian Church invites everybody in their community to their Easter Sunday services April 4th and their sanctuary at 58 Main Street in Millerton. Social distancing and masks will be required. The North Canaan Congregational Church will be having their Easter morning services at Hillside Cemetery, shared with the North Canaan Methodist Church. The church will continue to broadcast services live on Facebook, and services are rebroadcast on the North Canaan Congregational Church YouTube channel. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake at interlakeandinn.com. You'll also find them on Instagram and Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day today at 33,091.55, the NASDAQ at 13,246.87, and the S&P 500 at 3972.89. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.